Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, I see the smart Alex on your Twitter. Don't think a brother doesn't see the smart Alex on your Twitter. Talk about who's this new guy
what?
Doing I'm the show saying. With Rob Parker.
Who is
it? I don't know.
Why don't you block them, Rob? Why don't you block them?
It's my Twitter, and I'll block if I want to. Block if I want to.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got a guy that's becoming one of our favorite interviews. It's our man, Kerry Kittles, who joins us every Tuesday. He is, of course, a former NBA veteran, went to two finals with Jason Kidd, and now he's a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. So we will get into it with him at the bottom of the hour. But first, we're going to go to the NFL. And Urban Meyer, Rob, in a move that I know you were very fond of.
Yes.
Urban Meyer, is it official? Has he signed yet?
But I don't know if he really signed. Yeah. They just said that he's expected to. Did Rob expect to sign him?
Right.
No, they said it's looming, and then Urban Meyer kind of confirmed during an interview with Chris Collinsworth, saying, "I'm gonna have to get on that soon," is what he said.
So they're gonna bring in the Jacksonville Jaguars, of course. Urban Meyer, the new coach, never coached in the NFL before, college football coaching legend, trying his hand at the big leagues. And he's off to an interesting start, to say the least. He is bringing in his former star quarterback. And when I say former, I mean former. I mean, like, well, how many years ago? Probably 12, 13 years ago, Tim Tebow starring at the University of Florida for Urban Meyer. And he's bringing Tebow in now as a tight end. Tebow last played in the NFL in 2012, 9 years ago, and or really might as well be 10 years ago. And he, of course,
was a
quarterback.
Chris, when you say that, because he didn't play those last couple years. Remember, he's with the Jets for a full year. He didn't play at all.
Right, right. And so he was a quarterback and a bad one. And now he's getting a shot again in the NFL, this time as a tight end. Rob, your thoughts? A lot of people are upset about this. What are your thoughts?
I'm not the only one, Chris. I mean, people can say whatever they want, but I think there's a lot of people in the football community, and now there's talk that maybe there's some buzz, some players in that locker room who are like trying to see, like, what is this? Why is he bending over backwards to give Tebow a chance to play a position, Chris, that he's never played? And aren't there other worthy people who – or maybe deserve an opportunity? And then is Tebow going to be like the spy for him? Everybody knows they have like a personal relationship. Is he the spy in the locker room?
Are those reports or is that just your mind?
No,
I
just know how players work. They know when somebody's somebody's guy.
Spy.
You know what I mean? Like he's somebody's guy. So he might be trying to, find out what's going on. Who's giving a problem? Who didn't show up? Tebow could be like a tattletale.
Is that all right?
But the bottom line is he hasn't earned this opportunity. I don't care if he played college football. Do you know how many tight ends probably played for Urban Meyer in his all the years he coached or, you know what I mean, in college football?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's somebody. And, Chris, it's fine. If you told me that Tim Tebow was going to be a third-string quarterback, hold the clipboard, never get in a game unless it was a catastrophe. I could see that scenario because that job is a gift job. Yeah, that's a gift job because people don't play.
God
third-string
forbid
quarterback.
Your first two quarterbacks get hurt.
Nah, but that
then
doesn't
you gotta
happen
throw
very
him
often.
In there.
That doesn't happen that often, but maybe – But to give this guy a shot, Chris, at 33, 34, you know what most players in the NFL, if you start at 22, that's a 12-year career. You're at the back end. This ain't a 23-year-old who can teach an old, a new dog. You know, like you're not teaching him anything new if he had experience. And this is another example of Urban Meyer, and I'm not alone at this. What is he doing, Chris, to start his career in the NFL? You remember the strength and conditioning coach who had all the racial issues?
Yep. In
the, he hired him.
That was a mistake.
That was a misstep. And
we
stepped
were one
out.
Of the first, if I remember correctly, Rob,
we
to
jumped
call him
on
out.
It. Yep. What is he doing with this? Yep. Why would you even do this? And if you remember, Chris, he justified it. You remember he pushed back at the press conference
for a minute,
and then all of a sudden, all hell, he started hearing from people.
Right.
That changed. So the guy, I forgot the guy's name. They asked him to step down, or I'm sure they gave him some money to go away, right, because they didn't want the issue.
Oh, yeah.
And now here we are with the Tebow. And now are you going to have any issues? There have been other veteran NFL people, not just a sports writer, Chris, but people who played in the league who don't like it and think that Urban Meyer's like overdoing it to pacify or to hook up his buddy Tim Tebow, and that there are other people deserving. That's what bothers me, is I know there's somebody else out there who didn't get a fair shot, who played tight end, who was looking for an opportunity, who would love that chance.
Well, there's no denying that there are far more deserving players than Tim Tebow. Younger, they're guys that are tight ends, actually, and not quarterbacks. Tons of guys who deserve this. But I'm going to be honest, Rob, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem. This is obviously his guy. He likes him, and he's giving him a shot. Now, if Tebow goes out there and is horrible, and he still makes the team, that's when I'll have a problem with it, and I think that's when the locker room will potentially have a big-time problem with it. And that's when an Urban Meyer could really be in trouble with his players. And so that's what he's got to watch. But I don't have a problem with Tim Tebow getting a shot at tight end. It does no harm. I actually, and I'm surprised you said that you wouldn't have an issue if he was a quarterback.
No, I'm just saying
that
I could understand it.
Yeah,
no,
my
I could understand
issue,
it is what is better
I
for me
couldn't.
To say.
Because he can't play quarterback in the NFL. We saw that. He was god-awful as a quarterback. And I know, and we talked about it, you know, we kind of joked back and forth and went back and forth at it. He did win. He went 7-4 in Denver as the starter, got that team to the playoffs somehow. He did actually have a little success, but it was had nothing to do with his arm, and he was a horrible passer. And he, you know, the Jets gave him a shot. He just is not an NFL level quarterback. So I, Rob, would actually have more issue with it if after 10 years away from the league, you couldn't play the quarterback position when you were young and in your prime. If Urban Meyer brought him in and said, hey, we're going to give you a shot at quarterback, backup Trevor Lawrence. And there are a lot of people out there, Rob, talking about, hey, yeah, they're bringing him in as a wink, wink tight end. But, you know, we know they're going to use him like Taysom Hill and, you know, he's going to be able to run the ball. Rob, and you brought up a point I do agree with you on, Urban Meyer. This is the college way. Like, he's bringing in, he's doing these college things. One, the strength and conditioning coach. And then when you get pushed back, hold on, it's my program. I hire who I want.
Right.
How dare you question me? And then he found out quickly, oh, this isn't Ohio State or Florida or Utah. You know, no, that don't work up at this level, buddy.
Not with grown men, Chris, making millions of dollars.
This is another college move. Now, I don't have a problem with it, but it's a college move, right? It going to get your boy that you had a great, you know, time with at Florida. And even if you're bringing him in because he adds spirit and, you know, by all accounts, he's great in the locker room and all that, it's a college move. And if it doesn't work out, players, it could turn your players against you. But I'm going to throw this last thing out, Rob. all these people talking about, oh, he's going to put in a wildcat package and he's going to use him like Taysom Hill. Are you serious? If I'm the last thing you need to do to Trevor Lawrence is have a package of plays where you got Tim Tebow coming in playing quarterback instead of Trevor. Am I right on that?
No doubt. And Chris, here we go. And not that you need to bring, he's already, Chris, a lot of teams stayed clear of him because of the circus that comes with Tim Tebow.
That's very legitimate. You're absolutely
so now
right.
Here it is. Lawrence struggles in the beginning. Put Tebow. Wait a minute. Tebow's there. You know, like all these people. You remember that playoff game he won against the Steelers? You know, Tebow just wins. Now you got why? Why do that to your franchise quarterback, Chris? Why bring him in there to add any kind of dialogue? It should all be about Lawrence. There's no way Tebow's going to be in there and not be a story, Chris, all year. You hear me?
You're right.
All year.
I don't know about all year, but certainly at the beginning.
Thing broke again? What is that?
They sent me a new one, but the old one was working for a while, so now I'm going to have to put in a new screw.
The mic, if people not watching, the mic just broke off.
My mic sound nice, just fell off. But anyway, I'm here. Look, if Trevor Lawrence plays lights out, like, say, Justin Herbert, then it won't be an issue, right? Nobody will be thinking about Tim Tebow playing quarterback. But you are right in that if he struggles, if he goes through growing pains, then there will be those. And look, it's in Jacksonville, Rob.
Right?
That's where Tebow's a hero.
This is what I'm saying, Chris.
Like I said, I don't have a problem giving him a try at tight end. But I tell you this, if he's sorry, if he can't catch a cold, if he can't run a pattern, if he's too slow to get open, then you got to cut him. Because that is when your players will be upset.
And you know this, Chris. The players know who belongs on the team.
Absolutely.
And the players know who deserves playing time. You can't fake it. You can't. They know they're out there.
No, you're absolutely right. And I don't think he's... You know, people talk about Taysom Hill. Look, Taysom Hill completed, 70% of his passes last year? Tebow was never, I mean, come on. He's not
never
gonna be close to that.
Never. Right.
Taysom Hill's got actual speed. Like, he is fast. Tebow's not that fast. And so, I don't have a problem with it philosophically. We know how this works, Rob. A lot of times it's who you know. It could be a mistake on Urban's part for the, you know, I mentioned that one of the reasons is that, you know, it's a college move. You brought up a great point that it could cause controversy. There's no doubt that if Trevor Lawrence, say they start 0-3 and Lawrence doesn't look good, the drumbeat will start.
It will. Chris, you already know it. You know it. Give Tebow, this will work with him. Let the kid take some time.
He knows your offense, right?
Right.
No, that is, and I like Tebow, but he can't play quarterback in NFL. It's just as simple as that. And so, all right, we're throwing it out to you. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Tim Tebow situation. Is he getting signed to play tight end or another look at quarterback? And my goodness, is that a stupid move when you got Trevor Lawrence? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and on the twos. Are these some of your original beats?
I have some fun mixing good beats I like, see?
That's my man. That's my man. That's why we call him Alex the Vegan. All right. With the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios and also brought to you by Discover Card. Now, get this. Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. Folks, I'm telling you, it is amazing. All right? Because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the United States to take credit cards. So basically everywhere. So learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. This Tim Tebow thing in Jacksonville. Like it, love it, hate it. Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Jeremy in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, guys? Hey, I love the idea of giving Tebow a shot. Here's the deal. You know, we know him as a quarterback. We've never seen him as a tight end. Dude's got big body. He's pretty quick for his size, and he was pretty difficult to tackle. So I can see him running good cross routes. High point in the ball, I don't know yet. So we haven't seen him. Give him a shot. That's one. Two.
Jeremy, hold on. My only question is if you're looking for tight end help, he's also
you found
30.
In the draft.
Now, wait a minute. He's also
the draft
33.
Is over.
He's also third. What are you talking? There's free agents all over the place. What are you talking about?
33 for a short term. We're not looking at a long term fix.
He's 33 years old.
Okay,
there's no 22 year old.
What's the difference between a 33 and a 22 year old sitting on the bench?
No, but I'm.
I want to hear his other points. Right? I hear you. I mean, I'm fine with him getting a shot if he can play. If he can't, cut him. If he can, okay. But what are your other points?
I mean, the other point is, you know, yes, he's an ex NFL quarterback as well. Trevor Lawrence is a rookie. Who other veteran quarterback do you have with that team? I mean, he can
see,
lead
Chris,
by
here
example.
We go. Tebow's not going to teach him anything.
What's Tebow proven? It's proven he can't play for quarterback.
We know he's a great locker room guy, but is he really going to give him, you know, help him out playing quarterback?
Remember, Tebow's ridiculed. And so, you know, hell, handling that pressure, getting somebody there to have your back is a big help, especially when you're a rookie.
Well, he'll be a good guy. Look, they're both, you know, everybody knows about Tebow's Christian faith, but Trevor Lawrence is as well. So I do think they'll vibe on that front. I'm sure part of it Urban is thinking he'll be kind of like a big brother for him. So that's fine. But I'd rather, like I said, I'd rather see Tebow trying at tight end than quarterback. So
I could see Trevor Lawrence getting frustrated and feeding Tim Tebow devil dogs at some point. You know what I'm saying?
If he comes in and plays some quarterback, yeah.
What?
Now Jonas would have been cracking up. I heard Jonas, that little cut. No wonder you like Jonas so much.
What?
He was worse than Craig Melvin laughing at your jokes. You got to do a drop of Jonas. My God.
I need to.
What?
He was Jonas agreed with everything you said.
No,
no pushback. Nothing.
No, not like that. Mark in Sacramento, you're in the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mark?
I have to start off with, I almost died laughing listening to that old fool in the morning twist himself up in knots trying to convince Shannon that this was a good idea. And then Shannon saying, I'm an all-pro Hall of Fame tight end. Let me tell you about this. And Shannon went into cutting that up saying, you've been away from football, and you're going to come back and play a position you know nothing about.
Thank
after
you.
After being gone. But you ain't going to – this ain't Florida. This ain't college. And I saw – I'm going to leave you guys with this. I saw a tweet come across, and they showed it, and it was from a linebacker that said, you give Tebow a shot and not Cap. Can't wait to play Jacksonville. Sign.
I saw that.
Devin Bush. Devin Bush. Yeah.
But I will say this, and I hear you. And a lot of people, I think Kaepernick was even trending. And yeah. We all know, I mean, what the NFL did to Colin Kaepernick was horrible. So they totally.
Disgraceful.
But this has nothing to do with that. If Tim Tebow wasn't getting signed by Jacksonville, Colin Kaepernick still would have been getting screwed. So the two things are completely different, but we all know Cap has been, you know, mistreated. There's no doubt about that. But this is a totally separate case.
I understand why
they ain't
people
even bring him in to be quarterback.
Right. They just don't like the idea that you just bend over backwards to give one person. Right. Kevin in Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, fellas? Love the show as always.
Rob, thank you, buddy.
Oh, of course. You're welcome. Rob, I see your point on this. You making a lot of sense. I just see kind of the logic, though, why they would do it. I mean, Tebow is going to kind of, you know, be that old vet to show him the ropes of the league. But at the same time, I think NFL franchises don't want their franchise quarterback sneaking. The last time Mahomes got a long injury was on a quarterback sneak. And I think you're going to see more and more teams do this. Like Jacoby Brissett, his main job was to right. be the quarterback sneak guy. Now, we know
I can
people
see
could
that.
Do that.
I can see
and
that.
And get a first down.
Right.
But I don't want Trevor Lawrence quarterback sneaking against Devin Bush in a big-time game and possibly getting hurt. So you're going to see more and more players do this. I can see Kaepernick getting back in the league doing this, being a sneak guy.
No,
a quarterback
they,
sneak
nah.
guy.
Cap,
nah.
Unfortunately.
That ain't that
so
ship sailed.
Logic. I don't want my money, you know, going in, up against those 300-pound elephants.
You were making sense till you said the cap. I mean, it's unfortunate he's not getting
that
back in the
happening.
League. And if
right.
he was, it wouldn't be as a sneak guy. But Tebow, that's about all I'd like to see him at quarterback. That makes some sense, Rob. He is obviously a big guy, tough to bring down. You could put him as a sneak guy, but I better not see him on the 40-yard line playing quarterback. That's for darn sure.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I mean, we had Eddie House on, Rob, last week, as we do every week. And remember, he said, look, go to the Y. Go in your rec league and see if you can get a triple-double.
Right.
I mean, really.
No, I agree with that. Like I say, I cannot discount a triple-double. It's hard to do. People don't do it every day. This whole notion that, if LeBron really wanted to do it, no, he could have just done it just by playing, right? Chris, you don't have to think about it. You could have just been playing.
I'm going to be honest with you. Do I think if LeBron put his mind to it, if he put his mind to it and said, I'm going to go average a triple-double, not at this point, but do I think he could have done it? I'm going to give him I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think LeBron, like most people for the majority of his career, thought it was impossible. I really do. I really thought LeBron was like, man, nobody's going to ever average a triple-double. So he really didn't. And look, you shouldn't really go out there and try to average a triple-double.
But this
you should go out there and try to win the game.
Right, but this is what I was saying, and because nobody had done it in 40 years, Chris, it was off the radar.
It was viewed as impossible.
Yes.
If Magic didn't do it, if LeBron didn't do it, if Jason Kidd didn't do it, it was viewed as impossible. And like we said, that was Oscar's claim to fame. Yeah, he won a championship. Yeah, he was phenomenal. But he was known, that's why, he was a fantastic player. That's the bulk of why he was in most people's top 10, Rob, because he averaged a triple-double. Remember I said he basically did it for the first five seasons of his career in total. And so, you can't poop. I'm sorry. Like, and when Oscar played, the pace, Rob, was ridiculous. The pace back then was far faster than it is today. That's one reason why you saw guys getting 27. I mean, a few guys, Bill Russell, getting 20-something rebounds a game because the team shot like about 120 shots a game.
Wow. That's incredible. Right.
Yeah. Each team was taking about 120 shots roughly, and they were shooting like 40, a lower percentage than teams do today, about 44%. So there were way more rebounds available than there are today. And so that's why so many guys got, all these rebounds and things like that. I'm looking at it today. Yeah. Today, the highest shots per game. And I'm going to ask you to guess, Rob. Like I said, back in the day, some teams averaged like 120 shots a game. Now, this year, what do you think the most shot attempts a team is averaging?
I say it's 90.
Close. 92 Memphis.
Not bad. 90. I took it. Yep.
And they're shooting 46.5%. So that just gives you a taste of how much fewer rebounds there are. So for those that want to discount what Westbrook's doing, the long rebounds, get more rebounds. No, they're not playing at the pace that they used to play. They're not shooting as many shots as they used to shoot. And so there are far fewer rebounds available in general. So no matter how you slice it, it is a tremendous accomplishment for Russell Westbrook. Now, I'm going to throw this at you, Rob. Do you think Westbrook gets the respect that he deserves? Just whether you want to call him the triple-double king or just as a player in general?
No, I don't think he gets all of it because he has come off as a hothead. And there was a time where he was always getting into stuff, Chris, off the court. And I'm not saying it was all his fault. I'm not blaming. Right. I'm just saying the perception of him, I think that took away from a little bit from him. I enjoy watching him play. I think he's a tremendous competitor. I love all that stuff, but I don't think so. And I think he's always been, you know, a part of with other great players and then kind of got overlooked a little bit, you know. And then when he went to Houston, it didn't work out. And he was a scapegoat. You know what I mean? So, no, right. I don't think he's gotten that.
Well, he's certainly not a media darling. Right, and that doesn't help.
And you don't have to. You know, what did I say? Barry Bonds was the worst guy. I bring it up all the time, Chris, with the media. It didn't stop him from fans wanting to see him, fans loving the swing. You know what I'm
saying? For him.
And voting, and the writers voting for him. I mean,
except for the Hall of Fame, which is due to other things.
Right.
But I'm going to say this, Rob, and I get where people come from when they say Westbrook doesn't get his, you know, recognition and all that, which I get because there's certainly an element of him being underappreciated. But I'm going to also say this. I think he does get a lot of love and respect. And here's the proof in my mind. One, he's an MVP. He was voted MVP by the writers, by the media, and they were the sixth seed the year he won. Now, yeah, he got the triple-double. But still, not in the last 35 years at least has a player won an MVP award on that low of a seed. And so that's one sign of respect. Rob, he's 9-time All-NBA. He's widely regarded as a guy that's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I think that is respect. And here's what I'm going to say, Rob. I think Russell Westbrook gets as much respect. Well, let me put it this way. The level of respect he doesn't get is the level that's reserved for champions. That's it. I think he gets as much respect as anyone who's not a champ. Now, people might argue Chris Paul, but James Harden, Rob. People diss James Harden, right? Oh, he'll fall apart in the playoffs. He doesn't have a ring. He's dribble. You know, Allen Iverson, people disrespected. So, I mean, if you play at such a high individual level but do not get a ring, there comes a point where it becomes a real negative against you. Let Giannis, Rob, do this. Let him keep falling short for the next 3 years. And don't you think there'll be a little people roll their eyes about Giannis putting up all these numbers at some point?
No,
it'll be like, when you going to get this ring?
The winning part does matter. And your points you made are all valid. I just think you're right for somebody who hasn't won. And, you know, winning that MVP was big. But I do believe there's still like people go, okay, yeah. But they've seen some of the bad Russell Westbrook, too,
right,
in the playoffs where he can't make an open jumper, Chris. I mean, am I right or wrong?
He's not a good shooter.
There's video of that, right? I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, he got 32 points. He took 31 shots tonight. I get it. Right. So there's some of that I think drops him a little bit. Not just me.
Yeah, I really think, like I said, and their games are a little different, but I think he is very much in that Allen Iverson class, where tremendous individual phenom, but could be hard to play with. I'd rather play, Rob, with a Steve Nash, a John Stockton, Jason Kidd. I would rather play with them. I think Westbrook is tremendous, but I could see how it could be difficult to play with him because I don't think he thinks like the typical point guard. And neither did Iverson. And so, do you even have a little bit of trouble? Like, it's hard to sometimes even think of Westbrook as a point guard, but he's not a two either. You know what I mean?
Because he doesn't shoot it well enough. Right. I agree. Right. He's just a guard.
Right.
He's just a basketball player.
Yep.
Right. Who can do a lot of things, play hard, make things happen, rebounds. He can do it all. But I agree. He doesn't fit in one box.
No.
He doesn't.
Not at all. And like when Oscar was just on with us, Oscar Robertson, and he said he was just a guard. But you know, Rod, that was because back then you literally had two guard fronts.
Right.
It wasn't about, you're the point guard, you're the two guard. You had two guard fronts back in those days. When I was coming up, playing in, junior high, and we had two guard fronts. That's how it was back then. So Jerry West wasn't labeled as one or the other.
He was a guard.
Walt Frazier, right. Errol Monroe.
They were just, here your guards,
right.
And here your forwards. That was it.
Yep. That's how it was. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. We still got plenty to get into in the NBA, and it starts with LeBron. LeBron and the Lakers, are they making a mistake? We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Who, me?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we haven't announced it much, right? We haven't announced it much, Rob, but it is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's
wow.
Right.
Wow.
A Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in the third hour. It's about 45 minutes, so get your takes ready. Come correct. And we'll get into who Rob trashed a little later. Of course, he does it every Tuesday on Deadspin.com. So we'll get into his trash talk in the next hour. But let's move to the NBA, Rob, or I should say stay with the NBA.
Yeah,
and the Lakers tonight, they host the New York Knicks in a big game for both teams.
The Knicks need it.
The Knicks need it. The Knicks can clinch, and there may be a scenario where a loss, is it a Celtics loss, could clinch it for them as well. But the Knicks can clinch the sixth seed. They're fourth right now, but they can clinch the sixth, which means they'll clinch being in the playoffs without the play-in game, Rob. That's a great season for the Knicks. I think they will finish fourth. Looks like they could get Atlanta in the first round. They'll beat Atlanta, I think.
Wow, really, Chris?
Think they beat Atlanta in the first round?
I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. You know, the playoffs are different. Not sure. It's been a while for the Knicks. Do they have enough scoring? You know, the NBA? I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
They don't to go far. Like, they'll
you know, meet. That's what bothers me, right.
Yeah, but Atlanta, Trae Young, never been in the playoffs. John Collins, never been in. You know, they're young. Now, coaching will be a wash. Nate McMillan, Tom Thibodeau, two very good coaches. But I just think Atlanta's first foray into the postseason, you know, I think the Lakers with Julius Randle, not that the Knicks have a lot of playoff experience either.
Oh, right. I know what you're saying.
But you know what I mean? Julius Randle's a vet. Derrick Rose has been there obviously before. So I would probably pick the Knicks, but we'll see. But they want this game. And the Lakers, of course, are in seventh place. Rob, they're a game and a half behind Portland, which is in sixth. And Portland has the tiebreaker.
They're not passing Portland. I don't see how that could happen. But
they got four games left, including tonight.
Right. But the only thing I don't understand is LeBron, because who do they play next, Chris? The next
Houston
night.
Houston tomorrow night.
Houston,
that's what he's
which
targeting.
Should be a layup. We didn't announce
LeBron not playing tonight.
Right. And I think that's a mistake. If he's able to play, why would he play tomorrow, Chris, against a bad team that he doesn't need to that they need tonight's game, and they could win against Houston without AD? If I was resting LeBron, now that means he's healthy. If he ain't healthy to play tonight, and that's the reason he's not playing, I'm all in. I get it. If they say, but if you're telling me, why would I play him against Houston? I would not play LeBron against Houston. AD and crew can beat that team without LeBron, Chris. I don't get it. Seriously.
No, that's a good point. Here's my thought. Now, this is pure speculation, but the Knicks, as we said, they need the game, and we know, Rob, they play hard. They are going to get after you. They are going to be physical. They are going to push you around, bump you, hit you when the ref's not looking. And when you rise up to take a jump shot, they're going to get up under you. And you might not have your typical landing spot. And Rob, you know why they put that rule in. So guys don't turn their ankles or injure their foot on the defender.
Right, and you got to be able to have space to come down.
Yep, and I think this is wise. If indeed this is the Lakers' thought, let's bring him back against Houston. They're finesse. They're no good. They're mailed it in. It's 1-2-3 Cancun, and you know, and you can get up and down on it, move a lot more freely, not have as much resistance as you'll get against the Knicks, where being as physical as it will get, you know, it at least increases your chance for injury. I get it if people want to say, well, that's not how you're supposed to think. You can't be worried about that. You got to play.
Right.
But I it might be a factor. That's all I'm saying.
But my only thing is, if you have any chance, Chris, of not being in the play-in game, and I know it's slim. I already know it, so I'm not kidding myself. Right. But if you have any chance, you got to beat the Knicks tonight, don't you?
Well, but don't you think and I think you will agree with this. If I'm the Lakers, I don't care if we're the 10th seed if LeBron's healthy.
Okay. So then why is he playing against Houston? I wouldn't play him at all.
Well, if he's ready, you play him. But I just think that they're more concerned with, look, let's get right, and if LeBron is healthy, we don't care where we're at. Because here's the thing too, Rob. The sixth seed is not going to be a picnic. No. You know who you play if you're the sixth seed in the first round? Your team, your pick, the Clippers.
Is that right?
Yeah, so you're probably better off. I hate to put it this way, not that you fear anybody, but you're probably better off in the seventh seed. You got Golden State, looks like, in the first, you know, the one game. They're the eighth seed right now. Even if you lost, which I don't think they would, but, you know, say Steph gets hot, whatever, you lose. Then the winner of the 9-10 game has to beat you twice.
Right.
You know, so the chances of that, I just think the Lakers are like, look, if LeBron is 90%, then we'll take our chances that way. I don't think they're ducking the Clippers. I'm just saying Portland is going out. They're going home quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah. It'll be interesting as it plays out and how this whole thing does. And then, I don't know, what would you make of if the Lakers lose in the play-in situation? It would just be because LeBron ain't right.
I would probably lean toward just thinking he's not right. Now, I think that it would be a legitimate question to say, okay, is he ever going to get right?
Right.
Or be able to stay right. He'll get right, but will he be able to stay healthy? An hour left. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.